Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Saturday and Sunday only at your neighborhood Orchard Supply Hardware store, the destination for paint, repair, and the backyard. Offer exclusions apply. See store for details.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, accountability for the deadly San Bruno explosion.
We take steps, substantial steps, but not complete steps, to heal wounds and restore confidence.
In San Francisco today, the Public Utilities Commission imposed the largest penalty ever, ordering PG&E to pay a staggering $1.6 billion fine. KGO 810's Kristen Haynes was there.
Commissioners listened to testimony from family members who lost loved ones.
I never dreamt that that day would end up being the most horrific day of my daughters and my life.
Sue Bullis lost her husband, her son, and her mother-in-law.
We are left with horrific memories forever ingrained in us and all those who were affected.
CPUC President Michael Picker says PG&E failed to uphold the public's trust, didn't stay vigilant, and lives were lost.
We think that this failing is a product of the culture of the company, a culture whose rhetoric does not match its practices.
Eight people were killed, 66 injured, 38 homes destroyed when a high-pressure PG&E natural gas pipeline ruptured on September 9th of 2010. PG&E is also talking about this massive $1.6 billion fine. This is spokesman Greg Snapper.
Every single day, our employees wake up. They spend every single hour of the day making sure that this gas system is the safest in the country. And we know that there's more work to do, but we're not going to rest until it's done right.
Snapper says PG&E does not expect to appeal today's decision. The Utility Reform Network, a consumer watchdog group and one of PG&E's harshest critics, also speaking out. This is Executive Director Mark Toney.
We're very pleased that the majority of this money is going to go into fixing the pipelines instead of going into the state general fund. That's really important to us.
PG&E, though, could also be facing additional penalties because the PUC is investigating the smaller distribution lines. And now to the drought. Governor Jerry Brown deflecting a barrage of criticism in the wake of that mandatory 25% water cutback. Many have argued residents are bearing the brunt of this forced conservation while agriculture is doing less.
It's easy to talk and pop off.
Governor Brown stressed at the mostly private three-hour meeting that finger-pointing is not the way to go when dealing with the drought and all its effects.
It's more difficult to speak wisely and thoughtfully.
Correspondent Jim Roop tells us the governor made those comments during a meeting with agriculture, water, and environmental experts about how to best handle the water crisis. Well, California saw a record number of deaths from West Nile virus last year, and the drought was a factor. 31 people died from the virus in 2014, the most since California health officials started tracking West Nile in 2003. Fewer pools of standing water mean higher concentrations of mosquitoes. In all, more than 800 Californians tested positive in 2015, they say, could be even worse. Troubling news today for airports across the country. An investigation by the Associated Press has exposed hundreds of security breaches. And topping the list, San Francisco International. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
People have made it onto the tarmac or into secure areas 37 times over the last decade, compared to 18 in San Jose.
We are including a lot of categories in what we've shared.
Doug Yackel is SFO's spokesman and says six of the incidents were just mistakes. Many others involved the homeless or those with mental challenges. Were passengers in danger at any point? He doesn't think so.
Two over the last 10 years involved access to an aircraft.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement, like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY in Orinda. 24 eastbound at Gateway Boulevard. Still trying to clear an accident there. It was an overturned vehicle that was blocking at least the two right lanes. They may have gotten one of those cleared by now, but traffic is still solid back through the Caldecott Tunnel to Broadway now. Compounding the problem, there's a broken-down Audi just before the tunnel that's partially blocking the left lane there. Between Union City and Hayward on northbound 880, traffic is finally beginning to loosen up. It's a little slow from just after Fremont Boulevard up to about 92, but that's it. No delays on the southbound side. In the city, however, northbound 101 is a little worse now. It comes to a crawl shortly after 280, and it stays that way all the way to the Skyway. And in the city, I guess some good news, traffic's beginning to free up a little bit on 80 eastbound from 101 up to about Fremont, and then it's only minor delays across the Bay Bridge at that point. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, it took 12 innings, but the Giants beat the Padres 1-0. Texas beat the A's 10-1. The Warriors are up early on the Trailblazers over at Oracle. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, that chance of rain has disappeared, but there is some good news. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Upper 30s to upper 40s. You will need a jacket or a sweater in the morning. Patchy low clouds will give way to sunshine for the afternoon. Upper 50s to the low 70s. We bump up the temperatures a little bit more on Saturday. Clouds to sun. Low 60s to mid 70s and very little change expected on Sunday.
Mostly clear around the Bay Area right now. We've got 61 degrees in Fairfield, 61 in Livermore, 59 in Santa Cruz, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I didn't realize this. Easter Sunday, April 5th, was the 21st anniversary of Kurt Cobain's suicide. So it's been 21 years.
That's the day the music died.
Yeah. And Kurt Cobain's daughter is 22 now. And here's what she has to say. She's 22 years old, and she's definitely not into sitting around listening to Nirvana. She tells Rolling Stone magazine, quote, "I don't really like Nirvana that much. Sorry, I'm much more into Mercury Rev, Oasis, and Brian Jonestown Massacre."
The grunge.
Yeah,
oh,
I know,
my
right.
God.
I know, that's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
No, it's awesome.
Well, I think
Brian
so,
Jonestown
too.
Massacre is a local band, and they're really, really great, has wonderful taste.
No, I was going to go to the Oasis thing. I mean, because Oasis is kind of an older thing. Which
yeah.
is cool. I love Oasis, too. Big fan.
Good for her. Yeah. Oh, man.
So the grunge scene is not what I'm interested in, she says. But Nirvana's Terrestrial Pissings is an effing great song. And Dumb, I cry every time I hear that song. It's a stripped-down version of Kurt's perception of himself, his ongoing problems with drugs, on and off drugs, and feeling inadequate. She said, having a dad, quote, would have been an incredible experience. And she does seem bitter now, you know, about the way he's celebrated, partially because he's gone. She goes on to say, our culture is obsessed with dead musicians.
Mm.
We love to put them on a pedestal. If Kurt had been another guy who abandoned his family in the most awful way possible, no one would be talking about him. But he wasn't. He inspired people to put, him on a pedestal. So he became Saint Kurt.
Well, he didn't inspire that.
He became even bigger after he died than when he was alive, which is, I guess, yeah, that's true. So, Rolling Stone recently dug through 102 songs in the Nirvana catalog and ranked them from best to worst. Smells Like Teen Spirit is number one, followed by, let me see what number two would be. It would be this one. See if you recognize. Love this one. It's In Bloom. I mean, this is the magical thing that music does. It just reminds you of how fast time flies. I mean, it really does. And
that's still so good, though. Okay, tell me that On a Plane is way up there.
All right, and number three is Silver. So check this out. Here's the dealio. Turns out we have a preview of a Kurt Cobain song that was never released. Rolling Stone has a preview of a previously unreleased Nirvana song. The track will appear in the upcoming documentary Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck. There's no word on the name of the song, but the movie airs on May 4th on HBO and in select theaters on April 24th. Wait, HBO's just nailing the documentaries, aren't they?
I am so happy with my HBO now.
Yeah, for sure. So let's, again, it doesn't have a name, so I don't know what we're going to call it. Montage of Heck, I guess. Take a listen. I don't know. I don't think that would have been
that
a hit.
That is odd. Okay, that wasn't in the studio.
No, you know what it sounds to me?
I mean, it sounds like Courtney was washing dishes and he was fooling around on the guitar.
Courtney's going to be on one of the late shows tonight. I forget which one, but Madonna's on Fallon.
Yeah. So she must be on Kimmel. I don't know.
Yeah, no, Courtney is, I think she's on Letterman.
Corden?
I'm not sure. Yeah, Courtney.
Corden, the new guy, James Corden.
No,
she could be on his show.
No. It's funny you mentioned him. He's been on reruns a lot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, how weird.
I thought
that
was strange. How long ago did he start? 2 weeks ago?
Did he get a death threat or something?
No. I mean, it's been repeats all week. And I think, if I recall, I think I tried to watch it Friday and it was a rerun.
Oh, how weird.
Yeah, you have to
Google that and see what's going on.
Yeah, because that's strange. How long has it been?
It was like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It seems like.
Who knows? I mean, you know, new job, new country.
Who did he take over for again? Oh, Ferguson.
Ferguson, yeah. So, I don't know. You know how that goes. New job, new city, new country. Maybe he has the flu. I don't know, but.
Oh, looks like he's back. They spoofed Frozen on the Late Late Show, last night? Or?
Well, the list I got today was that it was going to be a rerun tonight. I know that it was last. I think it was last night. Nonetheless.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll get to the bottom of that thing that no one cares about.
Hey, here's what I care about. I care about Cher. I know that you really don't that much, and I just think that's evil. That's just evil. It
is.
She's
all right. Whatever.
What? She's a hero.
You going to come over here and hit me?
You
got to
believe. You better believe. In love. In love. In love. In love.
Oh, God.
You
got to
believe. Love.
Yeah, her voice is very strange.
I love me some Cher.
I like.
Who are you?
I got you, babe.
No.
I like that Cher.
No, I
70s
like. Cher. I like the older Cher.
Not so, cheesy anywhere, Cher.
Anywhere, anyhow, any cow. The National Enquirer says that Cher is basically on her last legs. Now it's from the Enquirer, so you know. Hang
they
on.
They always
a second.
Get it first.
Yeah, sometimes. Remember what their campaign to stop lying? That happened a decade or so ago when they tried to stay relevant along with TMZ.
It didn't work out for them, right?
Yeah,
apparently, that's not a good business model.
No, apparently not.
And that's why you distort.
Ba-bum.
and everyone else can decide.
That's it.
And yes. I know you're full of it.
We're here to disrupt. At 68, she's battling several health problems, including Epstein-Barr virus.
I did not know that.
Yeah, which has been hard on her heart and kidneys. She's also severely depressed and losing the will to live, according, allegedly, to the National Enquirer. Her depression is caused by a variety of personal problems. For instance, she had to cut her Dress to Kill tour short last year due to her health conditions.
Oh.
And constant fighting between her to kick her son, Elijah Blue, Almond, and his wife out of her house.
Ugh.
I don't know what the problem with that is.
Stress.
And she's also, you know, too down to visit her own mother, even though she basically lives right down the road. A quote says, look, she's tired. She's almost 70. She's tired of fighting battles for everyone, for the neighbors and for her own family. She's just really depressed and bummed out. So,
oh,
you know.
Sorry,
I mean,
Cher.
I have to tell you, you know.
I do care about Cher now.
Well, you should. And a lot of the world does. And so we're going to be thinking positive thoughts for Cher.
Send them out there. Moonlight this weekend.
And believe in love and love.
I'll just forget about her singing career and just watch her acting because that was much better.
There are specific ways that money can buy you happiness. We shall discuss next on the Drex Radio Show.
Oh, wait, I don't have any money.
On KGO 810.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot with once-a-year savings to help you spring all out for less. Right now, buy any Ortho Home Defense, Weed Be Gone, Roundup or Roundup Extended Control with Comfort Wand, and get a free refill. Let's stock up now before weeds come calling and bugs come crawling. Let's do this with Spring Black Friday savings right now on Ortho and Roundup only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection may vary by store, U.S. only.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Three more days until the Game of Thrones. And, well, let me see here. 31 more days until Mother's Day. You don't want to forget that one. And six more days until the taxes are due.
And now it's time for another episode
okay,
of
let's check
1 minute inside a woman's head.
All righty then.
Oh, man. Taxes. I don't even want to start. I never know what's okay to write off. I mean, besides the business lunches, business martinis after work, business appetizers, and business dinners, what else is there? I mean, sure, my car payment, gas, insurance, my mortgage interest, but this isn't enough to get any money back. Okay, it's time to get creative. My shoes? I mean, if I don't have the right shoes, my feet start hurting and I get blisters, and no one can work a proper day with blisters, so shoes. My lip gloss. Think about it. If my lips are dry, I am not able to provide the kind of customer service that is expected of me.
It's true.
And it makes the guys in the office sad when my lips aren't shiny. And when they're sad, their productivity goes down. So definitely lip gloss. Those really expensive sunglasses cover up my dark circles on the days I didn't get any sleep. And that helps my boss have confidence in me, which keeps our whole company afloat. Basically, everything I own is a write-off. I should have been a CPA. I bet they have nice shoes.
Now, honey, you're going to get
that was another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
You're going to get an audit. That's what's going to happen to you. And then you have
if you slept with your boss after dinner, you don't get to write it off. I think that's what my tax guy said.
I'm really, really cautious with all of that stuff. I said this before. I just hate all of this IRS, you know. One thing.
Flat tax.
There's only one. Flat tax. One thing. There's only one thing that I can think of that I agree with the Republican platform, and that's flat tax. Just take it and get on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's get rid of all of it. All right. It's so funny talking about the lip gloss thing because you do it too. And I think it's addictive. I have to tell you because I have to have the chapstick. And this goes back, obviously, because, you know, I lived in Chicago for 14 years. And you know what it is? It becomes a rebound issue.
What?
You do know this about the chapstick rule of thumb.
Everybody always said Carmex was addictive.
No, no, chapstick is too. I'm using Burt's Bees, but
that's much better for
you. Yeah, yeah. You know, like Afrin is one too that people use for allergies so they can breathe freely and constantly all the
and
time.
Burn their nostrils?
Yes, but there's the rebound is so bad that it's very difficult for people to give it up. All right. So are you ready? Just sidebar.
And
here's the great thing. As I was talking and speaking, what was she doing? She grabbed for the lip gloss.
You brought it up, and I was like, thank you. My lips are feeling a little dry. I should slide my chair on over by my purse and just grab my lipstick.
And when we were in that woman's head, I grabbed for the Burt's Bees. So one's as bad as the other.
She implanted the thought.
We're happy together. Specific ways that money can buy you happiness. Look, here's the thing. Focus on spending money in ways that improve your happiness and reduce your stress levels. I mean, that's great. But be cautious about using it to buy things that other people say you should buy. Well, that only makes sense. So we'll go back and forth here on what you should spend money on. Even though things are tight, do the best you can. Number one, buy a nice bed. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, buy a very nice mattress. And if you want to go with the high thread count sheets, cool. You need to test out a variety of mattresses to find the one that fits you best, to find the one that's right for you. And so they say it will greatly enhance the quality of your sleep and subsequently your waking life also. Because if you do the math, at least a third of your life you're in bed.
Oh, duh.
And so you
and
might
if you're
well,
lucky, more than that. Woo!
Amen, sister. I'm down with that. I love me bed.
Yeah, I forget when I made this decision, but I was like, I love sleeping. My bedroom is my church. I want the best sheets best bedding.
Yep.
And I can't do enough great stuff to it and have enough pillows.
And it drives me crazy. I bought a Tempur-Pedic, and when I'm somewhere without it, it drives me. It just.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's a must-have.
I feel like my bed feels good, but sometimes I'm like, could it be more comfortable?
It always could, yes.
What could I do to it to make it more comfortable?
These are specific ways that money can buy you happiness, believe it or not.
Yeah, so improve your commute by living closer to work. So just
well,
like getting enough
laughable.
Rest,
yes.
Obviously this will decrease your stress and make you a much happier person, and others will enjoy you much more as well.
Right. Oh, if only we could get our companies to double our paychecks, then we would be able to do that. Okay. Improve your commute by buying a nice car. All right, well, this one makes sense. I mean, if you must commute, spend the money on buying the right car for you. This might not be a fancy sports car or a luxury sedan, but it should be a ride that is pleasantly suited to your personal style. Whether that means, you know, an exciting drive, a pleasant interior, premium sound system, convertible, whatever it is.
Sound system.
Yeah, just to make it fun. Yeah. I mean,
because again, like sleeping, you spend a lot of time in that vehicle. You know, if you work in any major metro area.
Sidebar on the car thing. So the Google car thing. Yes, the driverless car.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the word that they're finding with experimentation of the Google car. People are becoming car sick. People who become car sick get car sick in the Google car because they're not keeping their eyes on the road. The reason the driver doesn't get car sick is because they're focusing on what's ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, my other half, she gets car sick all the time as a passenger. So that's why she always wants to drive. And I'm more than willing because I don't get car sick.
You're supposed to look at the horizon if you're feeling
right.
Queasy.
But if you've seen the model for the driverless car, it's actually like kind of a cushy, very comfortable chair where the two of you are catty-corner looking at each other. So it's
mistake. Interesting.
I don't know if it is a mistake. I mean, it's just something.
Well, it sounds like it might be,
to.
Huh? And then they took the people in the Google car up and down Coastal Highway 1. Because that'll really make you puke driving out to Stinson Beach.
For sure.
So another way money can buy happiness is to just fix your computing experience already. Oh, your old one works well enough. No, it does not. You use it for hours a day, and it could always be faster and slicker and better. So go ahead and get yourself a new computer.
I'm down with that. Create a life randomly screwed me over self-insurance fund. For sure. Absolutely got to do it.
Because what if your coworker pushes you down a hill and you break your foot?
Well, that almost happened.
Drex is on crutches if you're just joining us.
Yeah, a little mishap, everybody.
And they're trying to find the videotape where it shows me tripping him.
The truth is, she hobbled me. She'll never let me go. Okay, so every so often, random things happen. We all know that. So it's nice to have some money in the bank. All right, I guess.
So this
really
one
is difficult, I think.
Huh?
I really think it's difficult living here.
Well,
By the way, all
of these suggestions are a little rich for most people's blood.
I have to say, and let me go back to the study that was released 2 weeks ago, where it said that people who live in the Bay Area are the worst savers in the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, duh, we have to pay for housing and rent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all those parking tickets because you couldn't afford a garage. Another tip for buying happiness is to over-tip everywhere you go. I suppose that could lead to people treating you better. But they say, you know, employees at hotels and restaurants will get to know you astoundingly quickly and remember your name once you start over-tipping.
I believe that. Entertainment centers, this one is highly dependent on individual taste, whether you like movie or, you know, movies, video games, you're listening to music all the time. But, you know, whatever your entertainment center is.
I kind of have to disagree with that because it just means you're going to sit on your butt all day long. And this one I really agree with. A way of buying happiness. The list says travel to see friends and family. I just say travel anywhere. That is the best way to spend your money, is on experiences.
Let me put a ribbon on this. Psychotherapy. Yes. Psychological therapy is 32 more. I can tell you, and it's so true, 32 times more effective at increasing happiness than having more money. Period.
Just talking it out to a stranger. Just seeing my therapist's face. Cheer up just walking down the hallway and parking in front of his office.
Yes.
He's awesome.
We have to trade names because I don't have one since I've moved back.
Oh, I've got to find one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I always do feel so much better. I mean, it's electric. Ugh. People don't get it. People think, well, you're crazy. You're just throwing your money to go babble for an hour. Oh, no. It's magic. It really is. Okay, we've got
to
take
pay people to listen to us. Hey, wait a minute.
Yes, $200. The best $200 every other week that I spend. All right, more of the Drex Radio Show coming up on KGO 810.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. Yeah, yeah.
It is 8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour. Vice President Joe Biden is in San Francisco tonight. Biden and his wife touched down a few hours ago at SFO. He's in the Bay Area raising money for congressional Democrats and pushing the president's agenda. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns reports.
White House officials say Vice President Joe Biden and his wife have several events scheduled. Joe Biden is attending a political fundraiser in San Francisco tonight at an undisclosed location. Tomorrow, he's scheduled to visit PG&E's Oakland Service Center, where he will discuss workforce development and promote investing in job training programs. Dr. Jill Biden will be visiting the students at De Anza College in Cupertino tomorrow. She's a full-time English professor at a community college in Northern Virginia. She's focusing on the importance of community colleges.
President Barack Obama may soon act on a recommendation regarding Cuba's status on the list of state-sponsored terrorism. Mr. Obama talked about the issue during a speech at a Jamaican university today, the first day of a three-day trip to that region.
Cuba will be participating in the Summit of the Americas, and I think it is my strong belief that if we engage, that offers the greatest prospect for escaping some of the constraints of the past.
Now, unlike past summits, when the United States' stance on Cuba was a major point of contention, White House officials say the realignment is expected to be hailed at an event during which the president also plans to tour the Panama Canal and looks to ramp up commerce in Latin America. Across the globe, tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia are growing tonight. Iran's supreme leader denouncing the Saudi-led military intervention in Yemen as genocide.
Today, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the Saudi-led coalition is committing genocide in the war-torn country. It should be prosecuted in international courts.
That is correspondent Jim Sciutto. A coalition led by Saudi Arabia continued its bombing campaign for a 16th night. The assault is an effort to stop the Houthi movement and its allies from dominating Yemen. Back here in the Bay Area, smart parking meters, not so smart in downtown San Jose, seems they don't work, and the malfunction is proving costly.
Here on the corner of Market and San Carlos in San Jose, the smart parking meters appear to work, but according to the city's transportation department, some of them do not.
I'm not sure. I gotta try it. This works.
It's working?
Yeah.
The reset function is broken, which translates into an automatic ticket of at least $40.
I don't know what recourse I would have with a parking ticket.
I'd be mad.
Plenty of parkers here say it's all caused by the big trucks pounding the pavements with all the construction going on.
That is KGO 810's Jeannie Lynch. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
Bill and Kathleen with American Vision Windows.
Hi, my name is Bill, and this is my wife, Kathleen, and we are the owners of American Vision Windows.
And they founded American Vision Windows because of firsthand experience.
It was about 16 years ago. We had a need to get some windows. We started making calls going through the sales process.
We didn't have people returning our calls. When they'd come, they really weren't professional. They didn't give us a full presentation to understand what I was buying, the benefits I was going to have, all the stuff that we like to share with the customer now. I didn't feel like we could make a super educated decision.
So obviously the industry needed better customer service. But the final straw for Bill...
Some of these people were looking at Kathleen like she wasn't the decision maker, which in our house is a mistake.
Since day one, Bill and Kathleen have been on a mission to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time. And right now, let American Vision Windows pay the tax and free expert installation. That's right, no tax and free expert installation. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
It is 8:35. Time again to check your roadways with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I have some good news on Orinda. 24 eastbound at Gateway Boulevard. That accident there involving an overturned vehicle has been cleared, and now you only have minor delays in pockets back through the Caldecott Tunnel to 13. 92 eastbound in Foster City, you've got construction that's causing some delays right now from just before Foster City Boulevard out to about the high rise on the San Mateo Bridge. In the city, northbound 101 has not improved at all. In fact, it may have gotten a bit worse. Traffic is still at a near stop from just after 280 up to the Skyway. Eastbound 80 across the Skyway there, you've got practically not moving stuff up to about Fremont. Once you get on the lower deck, it's still going to be slow, but not terrible, all the way to the tolls. Past that, you're finally good. And those delays on 580 eastbound across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, those have all cleared as well. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, it took 12 innings, but the Giants beat the Padres 1-0 tonight. The Texas Rangers thumped the A's 10-1. Edmonton up 1-0 on the Sharks, start of the third. And the Blazers up 49-42 in the second quarter over the W's over at the Oracle Arena. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Cold again tonight, highs in the 30s and 40s when you wake up tomorrow. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
The weather looks terrific. Low clouds will give way to sun both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, low 60s to mid 70s. Sunday, upper 50s to the mid 70s. Little cooler Monday and Tuesday. Our chance of rain in the next 7 days does not look good. Now the possibility of rain for early next week has completely gone away.
It is mostly clear around the Bay Area. 56 degrees in Santa Cruz, 51 in Half Moon Bay, 57 in Oakland, 58 in San Jose and San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
It's time for the Late Night Late Show wrap-up coming up on the Drex Radio Show. The 10 most common self-imposed drinking rules. I think we're safe on a Thursday. That's probably a Friday
it's
topic.
It's Thursday, Thursday,
but you know
so
what?
It's okay.
If I do it again tomorrow night, you know, you won't remember tomorrow night.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Let's see. So now we're going, you know, I have to tell you, Heather and I have gone back and forth on this, how we should do this and when we should do it and how to go about it. And she found this on BuzzFeed, right? It is BuzzFeed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So sexticles.
So if you want to know more, you can go there. But they had this extremely long list of sex tips you wish you heard when you were younger.
Right.
And what we decided to do,
yes.
And feel free to weigh in. I've posted the sex tip story at Generation Drex. So go to Twitter and you can tweet your sex tips that you wish you knew when you were younger to us, or phone, of course. But the other way we decided to break this down was like we would each choose 10 and see if there was any crossover.
Exactly. So we did not look at each other's list.
We have no idea what's going to happen.
We have no
next.
Idea. Keep your finger on the trigger over there, Karen, in case she gets out of order.
What?
All right. Shall you go first? Because, again, this is like 6 pages long, and we swore we would not peek at each other's list.
Right, right, right.
So what was the first one you highlighted?
Well, I took the first one off the top because it is so true that lube is your friend. Don't be embarrassed of lube. Just use the lube. You can never have too much lube.
All right. It's kind of messy, but yeah. Okay.
It is. It's worth it. Sex is messy. So there you go.
Okay. So then that was number one. So now I'm going to skip down to number six.
masturbate all the damn time.
Oh, okay, I picked that one too.
Oh, did you? Cha-ching. Let's see if we can come to a conclusion as to why we both picked that one. Here's what they say. As much as humanly possible, not only to get to know your body on a whole new level, but you may be saving yourself from a one-night stand that you'd regret. That's the latter is the reason, yeah.
Now that is coming from a man, because I don't think that's necessarily the case for women.
And plus, men get urges and, you know, just looking at something that turns one on.
Yeah, you got to take care of that.
Yeah, and it can be taken care of very quickly, and then you can get on with your day. Okay.
You're so efficient.
Yes, it is a very, very efficient sex rule. Yeah.
So we have to back up one for the other one I chose that she should finish first, to be honest. And this is by a boy, too. It's not a bit about you. Take care of her first, and you'll get yours. And I've found that to be true. I'm not being, you know, vain or one-sided. You can easily finish at the same time. But if somebody's going to go first, it's always the lady.
Yes, well, if you're playing for the other team, I'm trying to figure out how this goes.
You look like you're going to hurt yourself or get a headache pretty quick.
No.
All right, pick your next one.
No. Let me see how I could put this. I don't have a problem with it, but it's always a little awkward if you're done and they're not.
Uh-huh.
Because you do have to please the other.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd just get up and leave.
Let me ask you this. So when it's over, I mean, if it's over for you, don't you feel like it's like, okay, it's over. Now it's going to become laborious because I have to do this other part.
Oh.
Okay. I'm just going to speak from a man's perspective. Now, a gentleman obviously would help their partner out.
Right.
Gay, straight, whatever. All right. I mean, that's the correct politically and sexually correct thing to do.
So going back to number one, that's why you have plenty of lube.
No, I didn't pick lube. You did. But
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, you know, from a guy's perspective, okay, should I just speak for myself? I'll speak in the eye. It's a therapeutic rule. Be in the eye. So for me, when it's over, it's over. And then my brain loses interest.
Oh.
Comprende?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're ADD.
That's right. That's why this is the, you know, the 10-second attention span show that it should be. That you will, you know, learn to grow in love. And massage.
Okay. So remind people what we're doing. Sex tips you wish you knew when you were younger.
Yes. Which is really weird. There's 39 of them. Yes. And we each picked 10 and we didn't look at each other's list. So you're next.
Oh, am I? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, sex doesn't look or feel like it does on screen. Don't judge yourself against porn standards, which don't have standards at all.
Well, we both picked the same one for the last time. So, okay, all right. I'm all right with that one, but I did not pick one.
Okay.
That particular one. I skipped down to 14. So, in general, keep that thing clean. Clean up a little.
Enough said.
You're right.
I went back to 12, I guess just because,
really?
You know, we still live in a culture of slut-shaming, yada, yada. Your number means nothing.
I agree with you.
They mean number of times. And I'll quote the person who weighed in at BuzzFeed. Be responsible, wear protection, have fun, and above all, remember that you are more than who you lost your virginity to or the number of men you slept with.
Okay, that's cool. And since we're talking about the fact that this is from BuzzFeed, you know, these are tips you wish you'd heard when you were younger, and your number was not to mean anything. And now, I mean, at middle age, it's like, whatever. I don't think the number thing is even.
Well, we
who
don't
ask.
We forgot long
we forgot,
ago.
Yes.
And you bought a new bed, so those little hashes in the headboard are, you know, who knows.
So then I'll go next. Then I skipped the entire next page, and I went to wish they would move a little bit to the left. Go ahead and say that because that's okay.
That was high on my list because that is an awesome thing to do. It didn't make the cut.
It didn't make your cut. Okay, but here's my, let me explain it for me. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're having a sexy romp and you're having a good time and something's awkward and it just feels weird or it hurts, you need to say it.
because it's supposed to be a good time.
Or if you know that it would feel so much better if it were just a shade to the left.
Right.
It is your prerogative. Everybody's going to have a better time. You want both of you to have fun is the goal.
And don't push my head.
Oh, no.
Is that one on there?
It isn't. We can add it. This is our list, after all. You can join in at Generation Drex on Twitter. I had to go with number 13. Peeing after sex is really important. Just do it. You have to do it, girls.
That didn't bother me. Yeah, okay.
Well, you have to do it if you're a girl.
Okay. I don't want to do something. That's fine. Just say so.
Okay,
I've had to say no a couple times. There are things I won't do.
Okay, okay. I think I've probably said something like that once or twice. I love this this sex tip you wish you knew when you were younger. It just says, BTW, by the way, you look freaking hot. Now, this is important, especially for women. Girls, you look better than you think you do. Way better. Guys are into the way you look naked. They just are. Trust me. Men, you don't look anywhere near as good as you think you do naked. This is my opinion.
That makes sense to me. But, you know, ladies, here would be my advice. If he's excited and you know what I'm talking about, you shouldn't even be thinking about that because obviously he finds you attractive or it wouldn't work.
Exactly. Yeah, they just want naked. So,
yeah, and for guys, for heterosexual guys, that's a hard thing to tell. No pun intended. Yeah, because, you know, I can't really, I don't know. You know, how do you know? I guess you do when, okay, let's not get too explicit. So, my turn. You might be having sex with the wrong sex. Well, if you're a lesbian, stop sleeping with guys. It won't get better. And vice versa.
Enough said.
Enough said.
This one's important, again, I guess as a female. When you're having sex, everyone should be really amped to be there. And this isn't my quote, but someone else's. The most important advice ever for young men, hold out for enthusiasm from her, not just acquiescence. It will be worth it.
Okay, next one I picked. I skipped down to 27 on the list. And this is out of 39. There's plenty I skipped. Okay. Keep an open mind about kinky stuff. Some things may sound weird or unpleasant or even awful, but sometimes stepping outside of your comfort zone can be so worth it. So, I don't know.
Said the makers of 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, right. You know, I'll listen to you. If I think no, I'll say no.
And I picked 35 just because I think it is important for younger folks to know. Slow down.
Oh, I don't know about that. With younger folks, they can just keep going and going. They just have a rebound period.
No. While you're doing it, I know, slow the F down. The enjoyment is the experience. Explore each other's bodies. Take your time. Sex could last all day if you do it right.
If you're sting to ding ding.
That's right.
Let me see what else. You could like someone a lot and still not want to have sex with them. I picked that one because that one drives me nuts. Because I'm on the other side of this. There are people that I like a lot and wish that I could, and it's just not going to happen.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Really? Okay.
Well, you know, it's called the mercy.
And then you'll know when you're having really good sex. Sex does get better with the right person and with time.
And that was the last one? Okay.
Then
my last one was, or you could not like someone at all, but still really want to have sex with them. Yeah, I've discovered that. Yes. Have you ever had sex with someone that you didn't really think you liked and you never thought you'd have sex with them? And then you guys go out and get drunk, and then you do have sex, and it all melts away. And it's like, oh,
kinda.
You're not quite the ass that I thought you were.
And you're like, that was a lot more fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah, because there's this antagonistic kind of...
That.
Yeah, something in the air. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're super late.
Yes, we are. Thank God. All right, we're going to get to some of the good news, and then on the way...
Where's that drunk list? Thinking of listicles. Oh, common self-imposed drinking rules. We'll see. Yes, we please.
Never heard of such a thing. Does Lee Graham have one?
We'll find out. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hey, I'm here talking about Dr. Scott Hiver's second annual private party at Levi's Stadium. Now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by April 30th, you'll get 4 VIP passes for this exclusive event. That's right. Now you and your 3 guests can party with 49ers mascot Sourdough Sam. You'll get to see yourself on the stadium's giant video scoreboard, then enjoy a buffet lunch before taking your private tour of Levi's Stadium itself. This is a great experience to share with your kids, your parents, or your friends. So before these VIP party passes are all gone, call now to get your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747, or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, E-R.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., a professional medical corporation.
Hello there, I'm Michael at newpain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, New Pain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpain.com. Or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263 to get your special pricing on Milgard Windows.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
Is your retirement portfolio actually structured to provide an income stream? Enough income that you can really count on. Hi, I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci. And as you think about retirement, your goals may have changed. Now you need to protect and grow your nest egg. I can help you get on the right track for retirement. If you're not working full-time now or sometime soon, you need to make sure your income stream will be enough to carry you through your entire lifetime. I've lived in the Bay Area for most of my life, and we have many offices. I'm sure one near you. Call for a complimentary portfolio review. Pat Vitucci, Vitucci & Associates, 800-472-8305, or check don'tinvestandforget.com. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305. Or don'tinvestandforget.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated.
Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey.
Yeah, well, you know, you can tweet us at Generation Drex. We were doing our sexticles. Which is really weird. Listicles, so, twisticles, sexticles.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we did our sex tips.
From BuzzFeed.
Yeah, but we took our favorite ones, shall we say.
Right.
Sex tips you wish you'd heard when you were younger. And a couple other people chimed in. I can't read all of them because one felt a little too dirty for the radio. But never lie to get sex. If you want a casual thing, be honest and say so. That's nice. Things you wish you knew when you were younger. Don't be ashamed of what turns you on or gets you off and to ask for it.
Nice.
All right. Okay.
Very cool.
Thanks. Thanks for playing.
Well, we ran so late because we had so much fun with that. we'll get to the 10 most common self-imposed drinking rules coming up.
I've never heard of such a thing.
I didn't either. That's what
restraint?
Crazy.
Me? I'm more of a yes, please.
And my favorite thing about you, Heather, is that we never met each other until the day you walked through the door to be my producer. I don't know. And you know, and I say this to our boss Jim Mahaney all the time. It's like you just can't slap people together and have chemistry. But for some reason, you and I are on the same page.
Oh, come here.
No. I mean that because we are equally a mess. That's why I asked you before if you were a Pisces. I thought this woman has to be a Pisces.
Oh, really?
Because you're just a floating
mess? Debris? Remember debris emotional. From Arrested Development?
Well, you're not really an emotional, floating debris of mess, out upon the sea and... Never
don't
going
imply
up, bobbing up and down. No,
that I'm
would
any
be me.
Kind of wreck.
No. What is your sign?
Leo.
Yeah. So I didn't know that that would work out so well, but it does. Well, anyway.
Did you want to check with your astrologist? And I haven't been here 90 days yet, so I've got that hump to get over. I think you can still sort of walk it back, walk the whole thing back. Mahaney, I don't think she's the one.
You are.
Not going to happen? Okay.
No. He nailed
good.
It. Good
job
work.
Security.
Yeah. Well, and the good news is a couple of the other ones didn't work out. Yeah.
You tried others? Once you had Heather, you'll never go back. I don't know.
Okay. So, do you want the hypothetical? This one is really off the scale.
You're kind of scaring me. He's throwing a question at me that I have not heard.
Yeah. So, I know it's not politically correct to say stuff like this, but I feel like,
when have I ever been PC?
Right. Yes, we're not. Yeah, we distort and you decide. But I feel like, we have to. So I found this story, and it's if you could take the time machine and let the men handle this. A new study from this university in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, asked people one simple question. If you could travel back in time and kill Adolf Hitler before he rose to power, would you do it?
Oh, no.
Now, before you answer, men were extremely likely to say yes. Women weren't so sure.
Well, because we've seen Isn't the this movies. Interesting? And if something goes wrong, then something worse could have happened. But I can't imagine anything worse happening than the Holocaust.
Now, let me.
So, yeah, I'll go take him out.
Okay.
Can I do it with a knife? Can it be really brutal?
Did you suck down the entire question? Before he rose to power, would you have done it? Because he fooled around.
Oh, wait. When I get there, I won't know, will I? Or will I?
No, I don't think you would.
Okay.
Well, you would see the rise, I guess. But,
well, no. He's the one. Because he has that weird mustache. Yeah, look for that guy.
He was really floundering around not doing much of anything before he rose to power. Yeah, that was part of why he became so evil. Yes. The researchers found that women struggle with decisions that involve them having to kill one person, even if it's for the greater good. Men are much more practical about it. The woman who ran the study, the woman, says it's because women are more likely to let their emotions get in the way of a logical decision. So in this case, their guilt over directly killing one person gets in the way of the logic that would have indirectly saved millions of lives.
I see. Yeah. I could kill him, for sure.
Before the rise of power, when you knew it was happening. It's really a strange hypothetical, but, it's something to think about. Well, you can tweet us your answer to that one, too, at Generation Drex. Okay, let's get to the fun stuff. Barry Manilow got hitched. And you're going to love this. DirecTV had to pull its Rob Lowe commercials. I'll tell you why. And if you love Downton Abbey, I have some very good news for you. Along
so exciting.
With this twisticle, the most common self-imposed drinking rules. Oh, please, whatever that is. All on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call
1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot with once-a-year savings to help you spring all out for less. Right now, buy any Ortho Home Defense, Weed Be Gone, Roundup or Roundup Extended Control with Comfort Wand, and get a free refill. Let's stock up now before weeds come calling and bugs come crawling. Let's do this with Spring Black Friday savings right now on Ortho and Roundup, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection may vary by store, U.S. only.
It's competitive on game day. Add behind-the-scenes action, and you can count on your favorite station to do the heavy lifting. Now you can listen from your mobile device. Just download the free iHeartRadio app. Get started at iHeartRadio.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.